geography. I had one subject that I didn't like, and now I would enjoy it and get the most out of it. I have just thought what a change there is in my mind, and that was physiology.
Yes, ma'am.
After I got full grown and looked around, I thought, oh, I want to be a trained nurse so bad. I thought that'd be everything. And if I had studied physiology like I ought to and kept it up, that would have been a big help to me. And I've nursed a lot of sick folks as it was.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I had ever entered training, it would have been worth a lot to me.
That's it. That's interesting.
But I didn't like it then. But I just love to read, and I love spelling and arithmetic and geography. Now that was just something. And history. I always loved history and do till yet. And my son in El Paso sent me a book, the history and that ain't what they call history, but that's what it is, on different religions in other countries, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can't study it long at a time. I can't read long at a time. My eyes are failing so, but he sent me along with it this thing. Now, that's the biggest help to read.
I haven't seen one like that before.
It enlarges everything, you know, and you can turn the light on or off.
Yes, ma'am. That's mighty nice.
And I use it. Well, I have to use it with my reading. The doctor tells me that I am going to lose my eyes, but said that it's going to just go gradually, and because it's just a little tiny cataracts all over them.
Yes, ma'am.
And at my age and so many of them, they said that I went to 3 specialists before I was thoroughly convinced, and every one of them said the same thing. That they wouldn't attempt to try to take them off, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
Well, that schoolhouse that you went to, how many grades did you say it had?
Now, when they taught to the 8th grade, when anybody finished the 8th grade here, then they had to go to Mendenhall to high school.
Yes, ma'am.
8th was as high as they ever taught here.
So you went through the 8th?
No, I went through the 7th, and then I quit. And I didn't. Yes, I did need to quit if I was going to do all that work I had to do.
Had a lot of things to do around home?
Yes, I did. And I tell you, when you work just as hard as you can, we had to get up at 4 o'clock of the morning and start. I'd cook breakfast. Time we all got through eating, it'd be light enough. I'd have to go to milking cows, and when I got the cow's milk, run in and make up all that bunch of beds before I could get ready and go to school. Now, you know, that's working.
It sure is.
Then and they taught school there until 4 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
And walk home, it was just a mile, and there was 5 or 6 cows to milk. Now, Mama always cooked supper. But I had all them cows to milk. And then when we eat supper, I had all that pack of dishes to wash. And I tell you, I didn't have much time to do any homework at home at all.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, no need hardly to take homework with me. And I tell you, it was too much on me. I began to get so nervous,
yes,
under
ma'am.
It. And it was a bearing on me so tough, I took a notion I couldn't quit the work, so I could quit the school, and I just quit.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Have you ever been interested in any kind of social clubs or civic clubs or church groups, things like that?
Now, I have done just about all kinds of